Can you talk a little bit about sort of globally or even specifically how the size of the nodes and also the white count contribute to identifying what the risk classification is for the patient?
Right. So the risk stratification is, it requires a little bit of work because you need to review the white blood cell count and you need to review the CAT scan measurements. And patients are categorized into one of three different categories for their risk for tumor lysis. There's low risk, there's intermediate risk, and there's high risk, and their risk stratification is based on white count and lymph nodes. If they have a white blood cell count of less than 25 and their largest node is less than 5 centimeters, they're in the low risk category. If they have a lymph node that is greater than 5 centimeters but less than 10 centimeters, or their white count is above 25,000, then they're in the medium risk category. They're high risk if they have any nodes that are greater than 10 centimeters, or if they have a white blood cell count that's greater than 25,000 and nodes that are greater than 5 centimeters, but less than 10 centimeters.
So this patient has the white count and then the combination with the 6 centimeters.
Yes, so this patient is a high risk. This patient is high risk for tumor lysis by virtue of the white count and the lymph node measurement. And I would also be closely monitoring this patient because their creatinine clearance is 73.